This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian forces carried out aerial attacks on multiple areas of Ukraine overnight, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is warning Russia could be boosting its use of Iranian-made drones. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Zelensky said in his nightly video address late Monday that Ukraine has information Russia is planning a prolonged attack by exploding drones. He said the goal is to break Ukraine's resistance by exhausting their people, air defense, their energy, more than 10 months after Russia invaded its neighbor. Russia's defense ministry said on Monday that 63 Russian soldiers had been killed in a Ukrainian New Year's Eve attack on their quarters in the Russian-controlled part of Ukraine's Donetsk province. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian officials said Tuesday the latest strikes from Russian missiles and artillery hit the city of Druzhkivka in the eastern Donetsk region, as well as Kharkiv in northeastern Ukraine and Dnipropetrovsk in the southeastern part of the country. The Reuters news agency is reporting Russian nationalists and some lawmakers have demanded punishment for commanders they accused of ignoring dangers as anger grows over the killing of dozens of Russian soldiers in that New Year's Eve attack on a Russian military barracks. In a rare disclosure, Russia's defense ministry said 63 soldiers were killed in the blast that destroyed a temporary barracks in the vocational college in Mukivka, a twin city of the Russian-occupied capital of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine and some Russian nationalist bloggers have put the death toll much higher, into the hundreds, though pro-Russian officials say such estimates are exaggerated. Russian critics say the soldiers were being housed alongside an ammunition dump at the site, which Russian Defense Ministry said was hit by four rockets fired from U.S.-made missile launchers. This is VOA News. China Tuesday is objecting to new COVID-19 testing requirements for Chinese travelers that have been put in place by a number of countries, including France, Spain, and Italy. China is saying the measures lack scientific basis. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The Chinese government is threatening countermeasures based on reciprocity for the countries who are enforcing entry restrictions on travelers arriving from China. China's foreign ministry spokesperson said the entry restrictions lack scientific basis and that some excessive practices are even more unacceptable. They went on to accuse the countries in question of manipulating COVID measures for political purposes. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. National Football League player Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills remains in critical condition Tuesday after collapsing on the field during a nationally televised Monday night game. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Thoughts and prayers for Damar Hamlin are pouring in. The Buffalo Bills say the 24-year-old defensive back suffered a cardiac arrest and had his heartbeat restored on the field after a hit during their game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Hamlin tackled Bengals receiver T. Higgins on a seemingly routine play, stood up, adjusted his face mask, then fell backward about 3 seconds later. Teammates shielded Hamlin from view as medical personnel administered CPR. He was transferred to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Bills quarterback Josh Allen tweeted, "Please pray for our brother." The game was indefinitely postponed.
So the emergency action plan went into effect.
NFL executive Troy Vincent.
It never crossed our mind to talk about warming up to resume play. That's ridiculous. That's insensitive. And that's not a place that we should ever be in.
I'm Jennifer King.
A senior U.S. official said the United States plans to hold what it called tabletop drills and expand other areas of defense cooperation with South Korea, but is not considering joint nuclear exercises with the country. The U.S. announcement came after South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said in an interview Monday the United States and South Korea were in talks aimed at giving Seoul a bigger role in the operation of U.S. nuclear forces. Yoon told the conservative Chosun Ilbo newspaper the discussion centered on joint planning and exercises with U.S. nuclear forces, a process he envisioned would have the same effect as nuclear sharing. Asked late Monday whether he was discussing joint nuclear exercises with South Korea, U.S. President Joe Biden replied simply no, without elaborating. An ultra-nationalist Israeli cabinet minister Tuesday visited a Flashpoint Jerusalem holy site for the first time as part of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new far-right government, which came into office last week. Itamar Ben-Gvir entered the site known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound on Tuesday. Reporting via remote,